Apology is this, that today is the fourth Sunday of the month, and we generally do the Lord's Supper on the fourth Sunday of the month. The truth is, I totally forgot it was the fourth Sunday, so I apologize. We will do the Lord's Supper next Sunday, okay? So sorry about that. In the midst of everything, sometimes it's hard to keep up with which date is which, but blame it on me for sure. Mark chapter 9 is where we are. Let me tell you a story. There once was a dog who, for his afternoon nap, jumped into a manger of an ox and lay there on some straw. Later that day, the ox returned from his afternoon work, came up to the manger, and wanted to eat some of the straw. He was so hungry. But the dog, being awakened from its sleep, in a rage, stood and barked at the ox, and whenever it came up, he attempted to bite it. At last, the ox had to give up hope of getting the straw, and he went away. Even though the dog could not eat the straw, he would not let anyone else enjoy it either. The last few weeks, we have been looking at some of the attitudes and actions of the disciples and how Jesus needed to correct some of their thinking. 2 weeks ago, we saw the disciples unsuccessful at casting out a demon from a boy, and Jesus showed them that they were too dependent upon themselves and they needed to pray. Last week, we saw them arguing amongst themselves about which one of them was the greatest among them. And Jesus told them that they needed to go down. They needed to be servants and be like a little child, because even a little child is great who knows Jesus. Now today we will see the disciples being like the dog in the manger, being against someone else, even while they were unable to do it. Let's read Mark 9, 38 through 41 one more time. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him. For no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. For the one who is not against us is for us. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward." So here we specifically have John speaking up. Mark is very clear that it's John who's saying this. And it's as if Jesus had just given them a gentle rebuke for thinking that they were great. And in some way, this triggers John's mind it gets his wheels turning, and he needs to say something. So John says something like this, or he thinks something like this: Hey, maybe I should mention something good that we have done. I mean, we haven't failed at everything. So he says, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and you know what we did? We tried to stop him because he's not following us." Maybe he was thinking that his response was going to get praise from Jesus. But instead, Jesus shows them again that they're not thinking the right way, and that we also cannot be thinking the right way. So a little bit about this person, this unnamed person. What we know is, number one, he was casting out demons in the name of Jesus. He was casting out demons in the name of Jesus. That's a good thing, right? I mean, getting demons out of people is a good thing. Charles Spurgeon said, "If anybody can cast a demon out, a devil out, by all means, let him do it. So it's a good thing that this guy was casting out demons in the name of Jesus. Number two, we know that this person, though we don't know his name, evidently he's a believer in Jesus. He's doing it in Jesus' name, and Jesus has no problem with him. And the disciples try to get him to stop, but the language there really means that they tried to get him to stop casting out demons in Jesus' name, and they were unsuccessful. He didn't stop. They ignored his comments or their comments, and they didn't stop doing it. So we know that he was casting out demons in Jesus' name. We know that this person evidently was not just casting out demons in the name of Jesus, but he wasn't a believer. He seems to be a believer. Number three, he wasn't part of the 12. This guy was not part of the 12. Now, in Luke chapter 10, Jesus had sent out 70. You remember that? Jesus had sent out 70 or 72 on a mission. And Jesus, to where they were going to go where he was going to go beforehand. And they came back to Jesus and they said, even the demons are subject to us in your name. You remember Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, and don't rejoice in this, but just rejoice that your names are found and are written in heaven. So he might have been part of the 70. We just simply don't know. But we know he's not part of the 12. And the disciples told him to be quiet. So before last week, what we saw is that the disciples had a competition with one another about which one was the greatest. And now this week, they're in competition with someone else, telling this other guy to stop doing it because he's not part of our group. John seems to think that maybe this guy was giving Jesus a bad name. In the ancient world, it was common that if there was a representative of someone in someone's name, the saying was, the representative of a man is as the man himself. The representative of a man is as the man himself. Well, we don't really think about it as much that way these days. If someone sends the vice president, we say, well, why didn't he send the president? But if you represent someone, you carry their name. John seems to think maybe that this guy was going to give Jesus a bad name. This guy's representing you, Jesus, and he may end up making you look bad, maybe making us look bad as well. And Jesus' response is what? What's Jesus' response?